to, let's talk to Sam Trethaway of Milford Asset Management. Sam, hello.
Evening, Heather.
Hey, can you run us very quickly through how the equity markets have been over the past week?
Look, I think at the moment everyone's watching the Federal Reserve. Tomorrow morning they're going to come out with their latest view on the official cash rate up in the US, and the market is widely expecting them to cut it for the third straight time. So they expect a big disappointment if that doesn't occur. But locally it has been very busy. It actually wasn't the convention centre fire that has had the biggest impact on share prices. It's the Rio Tinto, the owner of the TY Point aluminium smelter, has announced a strategic review of that asset, and that's driven a pretty decent pull back in some of the listed power companies, Meridian Energy, Contact Energy, etc., as the smelter is the largest consumer of electricity in the country. And then elsewhere, we've also had American Airlines announce yesterday that they are to fly two new routes direct into New Zealand, competing with Air New Zealand.
Okay, let's talk about the TY Point smelter. Are they bluffing, Sam?
No, I don't think so. Look, for them, profitability is not where they would like it to be, and electricity costs are their biggest expense. So it is totally in their interest to negotiate very hard on this point with the electricity companies. They might but not believe that the returns offered are not attractive enough, so that either they're keen to sell the asset or close it down, or simply trying to improve its profitability. So from a negotiating tactics, it's very, very smart by them.
Okay, so they're after, obviously, a reduction in transmission costs, a reduction in what they're paying for electricity. Do you think they're after a bit of government cash as well?
That's a good question, and the government haven't stepped in at all yet. Look, there's a couple of months of negotiations to be undertaken here, and a lot of that, I think, will go on behind closed doors. Perhaps this public announcement that we saw last week was a way to draw the politicians' attention to it, but they certainly haven't bitten yet.
So obviously the electricity companies, the listed electricity companies, have taken a fair whack. Will they recover, do you reckon?
I think the most important thing for these companies is the dividends, and that has been critical for investors this year. So these stocks have been up over 50% over the past 12 months as investors have sought those high dividends that the companies paid. But what this has created is uncertainty around ultimately the earnings and the dividends that they can pay. So I think investors will be looking to the boards of the companies for guidance as to what that might look like going forward. But that's not going to come out until the review is complete, until sort of March, April next year.
Okay, Sam, let's talk about American Airlines. Of course, as you said, they've got the new flights between Auckland, Dallas and Christchurch, Los Angeles. What do you reckon they're seeing here in these new routes?
Yeah, it's an interesting move by American, given we have seen slowing tourism growth in New Zealand. But for them, it appears to be very much about generating new demand from their own network, their own customer base up in America, and bringing American tourists down to New Zealand. So that's clearly a positive for us. They are the largest airline in the world, and channeling passengers via their Dallas hub down to Auckland and down to Christchurch is positive. Speaking to the Auckland Airport CEO, Adrian Littlewood, a few months ago, he indicated that the current Auckland-LA route that they do fly was performing very strongly. So I think they're hoping to leverage that further into their network.
What does it mean for Air New Zealand?
Competition is never a good thing, particularly in the airline industry. And the share did pull back a little bit on this yesterday. I think for Air New Zealand, in terms of the competition, well, it does offer Kiwis another option when they fly to the States. Some of the connections that you can get out of Dallas to other US cities are very, very attractive. But the real impact, I think, depends on how good American Airlines is at leveraging their own customer base from North America versus how much they need to rely on Kiwi travellers to fill their flights. Air New Zealand does have a very strong brand and a high customer loyalty from that Air Points program, and we have seen that in the past, but really depends on how well American goes at selling these flights.
Well, do you reckon that we're going to see a reduction in ticket prices?
I think it does come back to that point around the demand that they can generate on their own bat. I wouldn't expect to see a price war immediately, and American will try and fill them themselves, but certainly it certainly was the way it was pitched yesterday. But if they are unsuccessful, then yes, it is attractive and ultimately could see lower ticket prices.
Sam, thanks very much. Sam Trethaway of Milford Asset Management. Now,